Every president since Jimmy Carter has pledged commitment to historically black colleges, HBCUs. Leaders from these schools come to Washington to lobby Congress and the White House. This year, though, President Trump did not attend the annual meeting, which took place amid growing frustration with him and his administration. Claudio Sanchez of the NPR Ed Team explains.
HBCU presidents say their frustrations are due mostly to what they consider little or no support from the Trump administration or its understanding of the financial crisis some HBCUs are facing. But there are other reasons some HBCU presidents didn't show up. President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, for example. Also, back in May, Trump questioned the constitutionality of federal funding that HBCUs received for construction projects because, the president said, it benefited schools on the basis of race. The chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, Cedric Richmond, Democrat of Louisiana at the time, called the statement stunningly careless and divisive. Still, some HBCU presidents and their supporters thought it was important to attend this week's meeting at the White House.
We went to the meeting with the expectation that it would be a substantive meeting.
Michael Lomax is CEO of the United Negro College Fund, a key supporter of historically black institutions.
Unfortunately, we didn't have that kind of a substantive discussion.
Lomax says 29 HBCU presidents showed up. That's 29 out of 107 institutions, by the way. Lomax says he and others left disappointed. Among those who were not there, Grambling State University President Rick Gallet. He says the administration apparently does not understand how urgent the funding problem is, so HBCUs will have to look elsewhere for support.
Any chance of HBCUs doing better in the federal budget, it's going to be because of the relationship that we have created with Congress. I mean, they understand the importance of HBCUs.
They enroll about 300,000 students nationwide, and according to the United Negro College Fund, they graduate 20% of all African Americans who attend college. They produce 70% of all black doctors and dentists, and 50% of black engineers and public school teachers. But Gallet says all of that is at risk because of funding cuts. In Louisiana, Grambling's home state, for example, Gallet says the legislature has slashed higher education, and HBCUs like Grambling have taken a huge hit.
The state support for colleges and universities in Louisiana dropped from approximately 65% down to about 27% now. So the state only funds about 27% of all of higher ed funding in Louisiana now. The other 73% comes from tuition.
Gallet says Trump's proposed budget, though, offers no relief. It does not include enough money for year-round Pell Grants. It cuts funding for work-study programs by half and eliminates opportunity grants altogether. President Trump, meanwhile, has appointed Jonathan M. Holyfield, a former NFL player turned business consultant, to head up an advisory board that will work with historically black colleges and universities. But HBCU presidents insist that if the Trump administration is serious, it has a lot of work to do to repair its relationship with black institutions. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.